This is our gut buddy Jackson Murphy, who's fantastic. He is a movie critic. He's a sharp young man. He's got a great career going in front of him. Jackson, how are you? Thanks for joining us. How you been?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'm good. Stay there a second. I'm going to let you stay there a second as I introduce Pop Culture with Tom Looney, the king of hot gossip at night.
Who are all of these nosy people?
That's how I roll.
I don't play that game.
We got a big mouth.
Flying through some dark clouds right now.
Don't go there.
I'm
don't
so
go
sorry.
There.
Why do you even ponder past it?
And now, here's your writer, director, producer, and host of Pop Looney. Me.
Oh, thank you, Tom Looney. Love that introduction. It was a jingle. The Twitter page, twitter.com at Looney on Fox, is where we can tweet together.
You're creepy.
And it's the old-fashioned email.
You've got mail.
Looney on Fox at gmail.com. Pop Looney is powered by True Car. Now a great way to sell your car from the comfort of home when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car. Check out TrueCar.com/trade. Film critic Jackson Murphy has been here on the show several times. He's the Emmy Award-winning movie critic from Albany, New York. Shout out to the 518. Lights, Camera Jackson has sat in hundreds of movie theater chairs throughout his career, JT. And tomorrow, Tuesday, August 8th, he'll sit in thousands of part of his a chair-a-thon. He's going to tell us why he's doing it. Jackson, how are you?
I'm great, guys. I can't believe the 518 is also going to become the 838. We're getting another area code.
Oh, no.
At
the area code hocus pocus has got to stop. I hate that.
So, what are we reviewing tonight, Tom? Where are we going with this? I'm going to let you do the heavy lifting.
Yes.
Here.
Well, he's going to be doing a fundraiser at the Regional Colony Theater, Albany, New York. There are 2,740 seats in that theater. Jackson's going to sit in every one of those seats. Why?
I'm doing it for Parkinson's research.
Love
the LCJ
it.
Charathon. I'm sitting in all these seats continuously. It's going to be starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow Eastern time, so you can watch it on social media, Twitter at LCJ Reviews, Facebook and Instagram. Doing it for Parkinson's. So close to my heart, so close to so many hearts out there.
The Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and you're asking everybody to donate a penny per chair?
Yes, penny a seat. That comes out to $27.40, and 100% of the donations go right to the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
So it's Charathon 2017, streamed live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so people around the globe can follow you as you go row by row, section by section, auditorium to auditorium, sitting in every chair in the multiplex.
Now, is this while the movie's on? Are there going to be movies
right.
in progress while you're doing this?
No, it is before the theater opens officially to the public getting it in, but maybe they'll put some clips on the screen. That would be a funny element to tomorrow, yeah.
Now, walk us through some of the good features you've seen recently.
Yes.
I like Dunkirk. I liked it a lot, but I wanted a little bit more. I don't have it. I'm a war movie fanatic. My all-time favorite movie, all-time number one, Godfather, when you look at the Raging Bull, Platoon, had the impact on me in the theater that changed my life. And Saving Private Ryan was in my all-time top 10. Dunkirk didn't make my top 10. Did it make yours?
I like Dunkirk. I saw Platoon for the first time, by the way, a few months ago. Liked it very much. Dunkirk, it's good, but Christopher Nolan didn't go extremely violent with it. He wanted more of a character study. It's only PG-13. There are a few intense moments, but not that many. He wanted a character study. I liked it. I liked it a lot more than Inception and Interstellar, but I don't think it's outstanding.
Jackson, last night I saw Wind River. I'll be reviewing it tomorrow. Did you see Wind River?
I haven't seen it yet, but it looks fantastic. Jeremy Renner, Elizabeth Olsen back. They were in the Avengers movies. It is getting a lot of buzz.
So I know your career is blooming when it comes to the broadcast career. Jackson, I just committed a faux pas there. Never ask your guest a question for which he cannot answer. I'm sorry I asked you about a movie that you haven't seen.
That's all right. That's all right. I saw a great movie today called Step. It's a fantastic documentary. I know it's out in a few theaters. It'll keep expanding. Step is one of the best of the year.
Do you believe Detroit will have the impact that people are saying, the emotional lift and really a dark time, but a great producer slash director in the chair for this one? What's the buzz early on Detroit?
I saw Detroit. I did not like Detroit very much. I thought it was extremely preachy, and I really liked Zero Dark Thirty from Catherine Bigelow. I also liked The Hurt Locker, but this very preachy. It's long. They go into the courtroom stuff towards the end, and it just drags it out and really wasn't necessary. If Bigelow wanted an impact, she would have left it at about the two-hour mark right from that interrogation that night, which is the majority of the film. That would have jarred people. Not very very good.
Was the Emoji Movie the worst movie of all time? Can we rank it all time the worst? Was it a total money grab to rip off young children?
No, it is not the worst movie of all time. In fact, you guys, I gave the Emoji Movie the most positive review in America.
The only positive review. Wow, a C plus.
I gave it a C plus, and that was the most positive. Look, some of the elements of the movie really don't work, but some of them are clever, and the technology aspects of it are strong in a lot of cases. No, I did not hate the Emoji Movie. Frankly, I think some people out there who wrote reviews for this movie really didn't see the movie. In some cases, like the Smurfs, when I look back at reviews on the first two Smurfs movies that came out and some of the reviews from the people, I think they just watched the trailers. I don't even think they sat through the movies. So it's really terrible to see that.
It's Jackson Murphy from LightsCameraJackson.com. Favorite movie you've seen so far this year and a movie coming up that you have a feeling is can't miss?
Ooh, let's see. So far this year, The Hero with Sam Elliott comes to mind.
Excellent.
For me. He was so good in that. The Big Sick is right up there, too. And for the rest of the year, man, my gosh, I mean, I'm looking forward to Battle of the Sexes. It's Steve Carell and Emma Stone, Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean King.
Oh, okay.
That's got amazing written all over it.
Do you believe that Game of Thrones is like a movie? When I watch it on Sunday nights on television, I feel like they're taking me to a movie every week. I like it so much. Do you think if they make the transition from television to a movie, we can eventually see 1, 2, 3 Game of Thrones movies in theaters that will really blow us away?
And I heard the rumor that they're going to make next season's episodes feature length, so I know that's in the works. I know something interesting that ABC is doing with an upcoming Marvel series called Inhumans is that they're putting out the first two episodes of the series in IMAX first, starting September 1st, and then they're going to air the rest of the episodes on TV. So it is a movie feel strategy with TV shows these
days. What did you think of Baby Driver? I saw, but JT and I both saw Baby Driver.
I felt like I had earbuds on and I was at a rave.
Oh my God.
Kept turning into car crashes the whole movie.
I liked it
a
lot more than JT Jackson.
Okay, well, yeah, I liked it, didn't love it. I thought the music aspects of it were actually kind of nice, but the car chases were all right, but it didn't blow me away story-wise, and I thought there were too many supporting characters.
Atomic Blonde or Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman all the way. Yeah, I did not love Atomic Blonde. I wanted to like it a lot more, but I felt it was too grim. Wonder Woman is the powerhouse of the summer when it comes to box office and the girl power, the impact of that as well.
Okay,
so that's a franchise that's going to be with us for years to come. She knocked it out of the park.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, got to mention Charathon 2017 is going to be streamed live on multiple platforms tomorrow. You'll be raising money for Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson Research, and we look forward to watching you tomorrow on multiple platforms. And what a great thing you're doing to give back.
Thank you, guys. Fundraise.michaeljfox.org/LCJCharathon. Please donate, please watch, spread the word, get it trending, all of that starting at 8 a.m. Eastern tomorrow.
Such a
thank
pro.
You guys,
you're doing
very
great,
much.
You're doing great work.
Thanks, Jackson.
You call us whenever you have a good movie review because Winnie and I pride ourselves in sending people to good movies, not trash. So when you see another good movie, you just call in, okay?
Other than Emoji, okay?
Terrific, guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jackson.
Lights, Camera, Jackson.
Love it.
Good guy, Tom. Part of the growth of the show, part of our family tree here at Fox
Sports. Really is. He is just such a pro. Freshman in college and already such a pro. And that's Pop Looney.